the Gemara on Daf Samaches has a special Xeris Akosov that Kedushin are not Toifus in the Shivcha, Knanis. And the Gemara has Xeris Akosov, and we're learning about Amadam al Chamor, and the Gemara has also Xeris Akosov that Kedushin is not Toifus in a Goy, in an Akum. And one would have thought that you could subsume Shivcha in the Xeris Akosov of Los Eschatim, like by a Goy, because L'chove Shivcha Knanis does not have complete Kedushas Shaul, in that respect, she's like a Nochris. So one could explain, based on the Machlokes Rishonim, between Tosis and the Rambam, whether the Tefillah Shniyah is D'Oraisa or D'Rabbanan. The Rambam's Situs of Tosis is that when you by Shifrach or Ever Knani, the first tefillah is D'Oraisa, but when you're Shachem, the other tefillah, the next one, according to the Rambam, it's D'Oraisa, but Tosis is the opinion, the Rambam is in Perek Yud Gimel from Hilchos Issurei Bir, Halacha Yud Beis, but Tosis' opinion is that it's only Drabonim. So, according to the Tosis, of and the Kedusha Shol is complete. It's just that the Shem Eved, or Shivcha, is Monea, the complete Chalois, Kedushas Yisrael. And therefore, Eved is only Chayiv in Mitzvah Ke'isha, Potter Mitzvah Shesh Man Grama. However, according to the Rambam, the second Geiris is D'Oraisa, and therefore the second tefillah is D'Oraisa, and therefore you see there's a deficiency in the Kedushas Yisrael. So therefore, as soon as, Reb Chaim said this, as soon as you meshachar the Eved, so even before Tefillah Shniyah, there would be Kedushin could be Toifus. But all this relates to Tefisas Kedushin. But Lachoyer as relates to Chiyav Mitzvahs of an Eved, that even if you meshachrim, maybe the Kedushin would be Toifus, but he would still not be Chayiv in Mitzvahs Aseses Man Grama, till according to the Ram, till he went to the mikveh again, Tefillah Shniyah. And this halacha that an eved is part of mitzvah seishes man grama is not just a p'tur like isha's potter with lo lami isha's potter. By an eved, it's a different halacha because especially according to the Ram again that Tefillah Shniyah is D'Oraisa. The Rav said that as relates to mitzvah seishes man grama felt in the kedusha shesol, so he's not chayv because he doesn't have the kedusha shesol to mechayv mitzvah seishes man grama. In this respect, an eved is different than an isha. An isha, the kedusha shesol is 100% complete. It's a separate p'tur in mitzvah seishes man grama. By an eved, the p'tur in mitzvah seishes man grama is because chichson the kedusha shesol. The Rav said nafkamina is that even according to those Hashanu Rabbi Natam who say that if isha does mitzvah seishes man grama, she makes a bracha because there's a kiyum. That would not apply to an eved because there's chesed the kedusha shesol. So just in terms of the Rav explaining the chilik between kedushin. That the kedushin would be chal for an eved because as soon as he's nistachre, even before he went to mikveh, even according to the Rambam, so the Rav cited the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Ayin Vav, as relates to the loch of los ischaten bam. So the Rav says there, atu hasam mishum kedusha v'lav kedusha hu dilma molid ben v'azil polach lavodas kachavim. So the Hanimili be Yosem of the Kochovim, Kimagari be Sol Shoru. So Rav is saying that from the Pasuk of Los Eschatem, it's coming to be Moneya Yisrael to go and worship Avodah Zorah. And therefore, we understand why an Eved is not included in the Pasuk of Lo Sitchaten Bam, because he's not an Ovid of Avodah Zorah. He's Mekab Mitzis, he's Chayv Mitzis Keisha. And therefore, based on the even the Tefillah Rishayna, is Paka the Chalav Shem Ovid of Avodah Zorah. And he has complete, and he has, it relates to like Kedushi Shishol, as relates to Kedushi. And therefore, he still is deficient in the Kedusha Yisrael till Tefillah Shniyah, as relates to Chiyuv Mitzvahs, complete Chiyuv Mitzvahs, even if it's Esrei Shezman Grama. And that's why you need Exer Sekosov to Mechayv him in Mitzvahs Keisha. And according to this, we can explain also why a Shivcha is not included in the lav of Bia Anochvis, because there is machlokes shoshonim, whether the shivcha is also midiraisa in the lav of lo yeh kodesh, or is it only midrabbanan? So according to the Rambam, the Rif about this, but everybody agrees she's not usa but as a goya, even if there would be a deficiency in the Kedusha Yisrael, because the isa goya is because based on los eschaten bam, and it's based on los sitain. Livno ubito, in other words, it's because it, as the Rava says, it can lead to worship of Avodah Zorah. So that's why that doesn't apply to Shivchan, because the Isha Goy is because it can lead to Avodah Zorah. So therefore, we can explain two ways. That the reason the Issa Goy doesn't apply to a Shivcha, first of all, because Shivcha has partial Kedusha Yisrael, and secondly, that the Issa Lo Sheshchaten Bam is related, you see, from Rava's statement in Yevamis, to because it could lead to Avodah Zorah. And based on this, we can also understand why a Mamza is Mutun a Shivcha, but still also in Anochus, because on one hand, the Shifra has partial Kedusha Yisrael. Except that there's a Psul Shifra, and therefore she's called Psulako, and therefore my mom's as Mutter. However, we would, of course, not be matter for a mamza to marry a nochris for two reasons. First of all, because the nochris has no kedushas at all, and also because of the other isu, because it can lead to worshipping Avodah Zorah.